You can find a rock just about any place on Earth. But if you want to see this particular type of rock, you'll probably find yourself in one of 17 counties in Kansas. It's more than a rock, though. It was the foundation of settling the area. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
As Jeannie Stramel explains, you can find rocks anywhere in the world, but to see this particular type of rock, you have to come to one area of Kansas.
The post-rock greenhorn limestone layer outcrops in this part of Kansas. It's a 17-county area where that 10-inch thick layer of rock is found.
It was much more than just a type of rock. The rock became a part of living in this area of central Kansas.
When the settlers came here between 1870 and 1920, they found there weren't a lot of trees for buildings.
You can still see much of what was built from post-rock. It actually makes the area a tourist destination for some.
People come from far and wide to see the beautiful stone buildings, the courthouses, the churches, the fence posts along the way, and we are called post-rock country, this part of Kansas.
At the Grassroots Art Center in Lucas, Kansas, they've recreated and preserved some of the artistry found in post-rock.
In our backyard behind the gallery here is our stone courtyard, and it is a tribute to that post-rock limestone. And they went and photographed features on buildings and then brought artists in to recreate those features.
So what you'll find are the creative pieces used in a number of buildings in the area.
It just is a tribute to that, and it tells the story of settlement. Like if you came here, you were living in a dugout and you had to contain your animals, so there's a little remnant of a corral and an arch of a barn. And then you'd build your house, and so there's cornerstones and arches of doorways and how it's set around the doors and windows.
It's a unique tribute to a unique rock, post-rock, that helped build central Kansas. Traveling the countryside in Lucas, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.